Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we did Matthew chapter 3.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that one we had John the Baptist in his camel attire or whatever the fuck he was wearing.
And we were like, what's a John? What's a Baptist?
Right, yeah. And then he was baptizing people in the Jordan River.
And we were like, what's a baptizing?
Right, because like, where did that come from? And then Jesus showed up.
And we were like,
all adult and everything.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, shit, we're getting into it. He's doing some stuff.
Then they argued about who should, you know, baptize who.
No, you're special. Yeah. You are.
Right. Yeah. And so then they baptized each other, I guess.
No, John baptized Jesus.
Oh, I thought then Jesus turned around and baptized him.
And we were like, why does Jesus need to be baptized?
Right.
He's perfect or whatever.
Yeah, that bothered me.
The whole thing is so fucking weird.
Right.
I can't even with this God is man. Like, no, that's too magical and weird.
Yeah. It was definitely
very arbitrary and strange, and it supposedly fulfilled all of these prophecies, and I'm like, no, it didn't.
I call bullshit on that. Like, look, they're trying way too hard.
It's making my ass itch. It's giving me crabs.
Speaking of asses itching.
Yes.
We have a new patron.
Oh, that does not make my ass itch in any way whatsoever.
So I wanted to say thank you to David M.
David M?
Yeah, they signed up at the $10 level.
Oh my God, David.
Yeah. And
thank you.
I can't thank you enough. Like, I mean, it's really great when we get new subscribers to our Patreon because it really helps us out and helps us do this thing that we do. And we don't always do this thing very well. Because
it helps us keep our butts from itching.
Yeah,
David,
there's that too.
Thank you for that.
Right. So if you want to help us keep our butts from itching,
mm-hmm.
you can donate too.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we covered that.
Thank you, David. That is so sweet of you.
Definitely.
Very much appreciated.
And everybody else that's our patrons, mm-hmm. thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You guys are really what keeps us going and keeps us from having to pay out of our pockets, which is fantastic.
I mean, honestly, when our lives are falling apart and we slow our roll on how often we put these out, y'all are the reason that we don't stop. We keep doing this project that we promised to do together.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many times you guys have kind of mini saved us.
No, it's true. It's totally true.
So
you don't just keep this afloat. Sometimes you
help keep us afloat.
Yeah. So
that was Matthew chapter 3.
It sure as fuck was.
Yeah. And so that means that today we're going to be getting into
Little Maddie chapter 4.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, we're going to hop into Little Maddie, chapter 4.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
This shit has got me.
Look, so far, this has been better than almost anything in the fucking Old Testament.
No, it's so true. Like, there is some story. There's some shit happening.
Yeah.
There's forward motion, much less need for an editor.
Yeah, even the Begats were like not... It wasn't like chapters worth of fucking baguettes.
No, it was just a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Yeah. It's not too bad. You're right. I should be quote unquote counting my blessings. All right. Then. That's how we start this chapter.
Yeah.
You know, that baptizing that was just happening and whatever.
Yeah.
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
Oh,
so, wow.
Remember, the dove took him to the devil?
This is escalated. Because
remember, the spirit
so
was the dove, right?
I guess.
We think.
I don't know.
Anyway, so he went straight to the devil.
He's going to the devil. To the devil with ya.
He got baptized and saw the devil.
After fasting 40 days and 40 nights.
Of course.
He was hungry. I said that.
Oh, it says he was hungry?
He was hungry.
Yeah, he would be after that long.
He needed to order himself a Chick-fil-A nugget meal.
I guess Chick-fil-A food would be God approved, right?
Yeah. They all like their anti-gay.
LGBTQIA stuff. And Yeah.
Isn't that what they love? To be anti...
Anti-queer
community?
Not all Christians.
No, but I bet Jesus would be down with the queer community and be like, I don't fucking care. Just do you.
Right. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Jesus does not give any fucks.
Although, I mean, we don't know much about Jesus yet. We know he was born and he got baptized.
Buddy Jesus for real.
Yeah.
He does not care who you be fucking as long as it's consensual and safe.
I suppose.
That's what I think.
Okay.
All right, ready? So after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
Yeah.
The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
Okay. All right.
Jesus answered in red. Remember, I was getting very angry because his words are in red.
Yeah, Jesus is saying something.
Jesus has entered the chat and he speaks in red.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Is that written somewhere?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
So we don't need food. We just need the word of God.
Apparently. No, not just bread, just food.
Oh, okay.
You can't live on bread alone.
Got it.
But on every word that comes from
God.
You need food of the body and food of the spirit.
Okay.
I've heard people say that before. Okay. Yeah. Right. And so the tempter is like, turn this shit to bread, and Jesus is like, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I mean, basically that's what that was, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the devil took him to the holy city. Damn, they went to Las Vegas? That was a trip. And had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands.
So hold on.
So that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
He disappeared for a long time and then showed up here in this story all of a sudden as an adult, got baptized, and we all know now that he is the Son of God, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And
that, or at least this tempter does.
And this person's the devil, telling him to jump off buildings and turn things into bread.
Go fuck yourself is what this devil guy is saying, right?
Okay.
He's like, what if you eat nothing but cat food for 3 days? What if you hump a couch? What if you put your forehead on a bat and turn in circles?
Right. Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
He's like, whoa. All right. So he's like, jump off this building.
Yeah.
And because the angels are going to save you. So what's the big deal? Do it. That's what he's saying.
This is so weird.
Right.
Like, why does the devil?
He's tempting him.
Tempting him to
use his magic powers.
To show us all how godly he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, you're magic, so show everybody how magical you are.
Okay.
You know, you are the Son of God. You are God on earth. You are God, basically.
Right.
But not. But you are, but you're not.
Sure.
But you are, but not. So show us.
Okay.
So he's tempting him.
Yeah.
Jesus answered him again in red.
Yeah.
Because Jesus' words are more important than God's words.
Yeah. More important than anything.
I've never understood.
Got the red print.
God's words were never in color.
They weren't. In fact, it was very hard to distinguish sometimes when God was actually speaking.
And it really bothers me. Like, that has been a thing that has always bothered me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I knew it was coming. I forgot until I saw it. And I was like, oh, yeah, Jesus does get special ink.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, Jesus answered him in his special red color. It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test, bitch.
Hmm.
Don't be testing me. Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, said Mustafa to Simba. Wait, no. This kingdom is yours. Right? That's what he said on top of the mountain?
Yeah.
No, just kidding. That's not what happened. Okay. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Oh, my gosh. You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the babe. What babe? The babe with the power. What power? Power of the voodoo. Who do you do? The power of the babe. No, there's a reason why I did that. Hmm. Because there is a line where Jareth, the Goblin King, literally tells Sarah in the movie Labyrinth.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand. Like, I'm doing everything for you. Like, I've rewritten time for you, and I would make you my queen, and you could have everything, and the only thing I ask is that you be my slave, and that you know, like, what is the big fucking deal here? Why won't you just bow to me and, you know, accept that I'm your master?
Right.
Like, it's so based on Jesus, right? And Sarah is like, you have no power over me. Like, that's the whole point of the movie, right? Is her realizing that she had the ruby slippers all along.
Right.
Like, it was within her all the time. But Jesus does not. Jesus does not have, he does not say, you have no power over me.
Well, I find this very odd because we literally have no real context for the devil. Like,
right.
Okay, he was set up as an adversary in the Old Testament, sort of.
In Job.
Right, but there's not really...
Like a lawyer.
Right, but there's not like a lot of lead up to the devil, right?
Right, he's not prominent in Jewish
And they're still referring to him as an adversary, is that correct?
No, here they're saying the devil.
They're saying the devil.
The devil.
Okay, so this
is straight up the devil. Out of nowhere.
Okay.
I mean, so, for us, not for the people of the time.
Context-wise, this is like...
out of the blue.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a devil now.
Oh, we get and he's just a regular character.
Right, and we've been... all through the Old Testament, we've been worshiping this Yahweh guy, this God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then now...
I mean, okay, but let's be honest. Every few chapters, we were also worshiping Moloch and Asherah and all kinds of other...
Sure. But my point is that... you know, he's got where Jesus already knows apparently that he's the Son of God.
Yeah, missed that memo, but Jesus got
it. But it seems like it's common knowledge already somehow.
Sure, yeah.
And maybe John the Baptist, or like, you know, like these people already know.
They already know. They already received the postcard
and
invite.
This devil dude just pops up and says, worship me. And he's, I mean, like, why would that even be tempting at all?
I know, like, I'm like, so
wait,
sorry.
I've can got you, God on my side, so.
Like, God already gave that to me. What are you giving me?
Yeah, kind
I don't
of fuck
really,
off with that shit.
It's kind of like if, so you go to David's bridal, right? Because you're about to get married, right? And so you buy your wedding dress, right? And then it's like you pay for the wedding dress and you're having it altered, right? And then you go to pick up your wedding dress. And then the person that is altering your dress carries it to you and is like, here, I'm giving you this dress. All you have to do is be my bride. Like, no, excuse the fuck out of you. That's already my dress.
Right.
Like, what? I paid for that shit. Like, right. No, give me my fucking dress. I don't know why I thought of that.
Yeah, that was a weird analogy.
That was a very weird analogy because, I mean, I don't be shopping at David's Bridal or going to weddings or...
I mean, we do have gone to weddings, but, you know.
How many weddings have we gone to in
all
the time?
Not a lot. Like, those weddings happen more in, like, your, you know, mid-20s, early 30s, and we've passed
and,
that.
Yeah, when we got together, we were already in our 30s.
Yeah.
Late 30s.
We missed all that.
We did. We missed all that. But we did go to We went to a gay wedding, and that was so awesome and lovely. And that made me, that made my heart happy to see.
Yeah.
Because we love them, but also we're like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so he's like, I'll give you all this shit. All you have to do is, you know, be my bitch. And Jesus said to him in his red print, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
Okay.
Is it? I guess. Okay.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. More, no, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Right. Yeah. Never not be afraid.
I'm pretty sure that it's written. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about the other shit that he said, but like.
Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Yeah.
Right.
That's the first.
Definitely. They said that a lot.
Commandment.
You know, they often didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Then the devil left him and angels came and attended him.
Okay.
All right. We got another little bit here though.
Yeah.
So.
The devil's like, okay, peace out.
Yeah.
Jesus, like, Jesus won this one by not doing the things I asked three times.
The devil's like, boring. Oh my God, you're so fucking lame.
I just feel like he didn't try real hard.
He really
didn't. That wasn't.
But he tempted him three times and then he took off.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And Jesus was like, whew, that was close. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, what the fuck?
Shit's going quick here. What is happening?
I feel like we're missing some pieces.
I mean, for sure.
I mean, okay, so I know that there's like three other parts to this that is going to fill in some blanks, hopefully.
I mean, but I guess.
I'm like, oh, I guess John went to prison.
Apparently.
What do you think he did?
He probably drowned some fucker.
He probably jumped off the building.
Probably drowned somebody when he was baptizing them.
Oh, yeah. He was like, oopsies.
Yeah, he got in jail for...
He got zealous. He held that guy under too long. Yeah, so John is in jail. When Jesus heard that, he withdrew to Galilee. He's like, oh shit, they caught my buddy John. I'm out.
Yeah.
Run away. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Because, you know, every step he takes, do be fulfilling prophets.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so here's what it says, apparently. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. That's so vague.
Okay.
That's very vague.
Yeah. That's
not...
more like Old Testament, like, bullshittery.
That's more like... and a rock rolled down the mountain and it was so cool that day. Anyways, we had some locusts come in.
I'm sure there's some meaning to that we'll find out that we're not quite getting.
In our Q&A.
Probably.
Yeah. From that time on, Jesus began to preach in red ink, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
Oh, I mean.
We are just right.
Isn't he kind of like part of the kingdom of heaven?
He is.
So like, yeah, I guess if you are the son of God, then that is true.
It is common. You better repent.
You would say that if you already knew that you were here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we've still got a little bit more.
But hold on though.
What?
But him preaching and telling people to repent feels like he's just a preacher type person.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't feel Godish. It just feels like if you're God, do you come down and do the same thing that all the other preachers are doing and all the other pastors?
Right. I'm just a girl in the world.
Right.
That's all that they'll let me be.
You don't just like pick up and do the same fucking thing. You're God's son, dude.
Yeah. Well,
do
he
something
just did the same.
Miraculous. Something phenomenal.
I want to know who else the devil was saying, jump off a building. Do it, bro. I want to know. Like, I want to read that story.
I needed some backstory there. We just got right into the devil.
It's like, and then this, and then this, and I'm like, whoa! I didn't know that Jesus was, like, so prevalent in the first, like, five pages. Jesus. Wow. It's very surprising to me.
It is. It just like
I didn't know that's where he was.
It's a very abrupt change from what we were reading, you know?
I didn't know that's where he was.
There be some Jesus.
Like, ooh, it's almost kind of embarrassing. Like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's making me feel silly. Like, Oh, he was just right in the first few pages of the New Testament.
Yeah, they get right into it. They don't waste any time.
They don't waste any time. Yeah. Okay, so as we're in a new bit, okay?
Okay.
Still chapter one. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew.
Okay? Okay.
Simon called Peter.
Simon called Peter.
Yeah. His name is Simon, but we don't call him
that. We call him Peter. Okay.
Okay? I don't know why.
That's so weird. Okay.
Simon called Peter.
He didn't like his name, apparently.
I'm sure there's a reason. Simon says,
call me Peter.
Call me Peter, bruh. Yeah. And his brother Andrew.
And Andrew.
So, Jesus is walking along and he's like, oh, there's my dudes. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
Hmm.
Come, follow me, Jesus said in red, and I will send you out to fish for people. That's one of those like bumper sticker things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's a fisher of men.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like y'all be out here casting your net fishing for fishes.
Right.
But you're going to go catch people.
Because they're delicious.
You're going to go knock on doors and be like, have you heard the good news? Have you heard the good news? Yeah. At once they left their nets and followed him.
Wow. This guy has like, okay.
He's got riz.
I guess.
Jesus got riz.
They just gave up their fucking, they're just like, yeah, dude, we're with you. Let's go.
He's like, come on. And they're like, obviously. Like somebody knocks on my door and I'm like, that's sus. I don't even know who it is. And I'm like, no.
But like I feel like the way that they're kind of referring to Jesus, the way, cause like even John the Baptist was like, dude, whoa.
It's like,
you know, and these fishermen are like, yeah, for sure.
Obviously.
Like, he's like he's, it's like Brad Pitt's walking through the fucking, you know, desert.
That's so funny.
Like, yeah, dude, let's go with Brad Pitt.
It's so funny that you used Brad Pitt like as your icon celebrity. Like, you know, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Like, today it would be more like, I don't know, Timothée Chalamet or some shit like that.
Yeah,
not
for me. I'm old, though.
Yeah, not for me. Like, he doesn't do it for me. He's a little boy.
Fight Club came out like last week, right?
I know. It's so true. It's so true. Who would be like a celebrity for today that like, oh, you know who? Robert Downey Jr. Even the kids love him.
Sure.
Even the kids do love them some RDJ.
Right.
He's for all ages.
Yeah.
That would have been like RDJ is walking down the street and they're like, obviously we're coming with you. Oh my God, are you talking to me? What? And he's like, did I stutter? And they're like, no. But it's okay if you did. Okay, so going on from there, he, RDJ, Jesus, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Robert Downey Jesus.
Oh, I see. You just nixed my whole Brad Pitt thing.
No, yeah, because kids today, they're not into Brad Pitt.
I didn't say they were.
No, but I'm trying to make it like a man for all ages.
Oh.
Everybody loves Robert Downey Jesus. Okay. Going on from there, this is who he is now. Robert Downey Jesus. Okay. So going on from there, Robert Downey Jesus saw two other brothers.
Damn.
James, son of Zebedee. Okay. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Another John?
This feels like he's getting the band together. This is what this is. These are the disciples, right?
Get in the car. We're getting the band. Get in the car. Blues Brothers. Yeah. They were in a boat with their father, you know, Zebedee.
Yeah.
Preparing their nets. Robert Downey Jesus called them and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed. They were like, bye, Dad.
I feel like if Indeed was a thing back then, there'd be like a massive like fisherman hiring thing going on after this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was like the job to have.
Guys, we need some fishermen like now.
I don't know. Robert Downey Jesus walked through town and like we just lost our fisher guys. Like now hiring. We need 10 fisher guys.
It's no wonder. I've heard that he like makes fish into more fish or whatever at some point or something, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. He does something with fish. right?
Yeah, I think he does.
But like, maybe that's because there's a shortage of fishermen.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah, like maybe if you weren't out there like doing your gang, you know, picking up gang members and stuff. Like, cool. All right. So now we're into a next little section. So
right. How do these guys know that he's not the devil? And tempting
That's my
and
question.
Them, right?
That's my question.
How do they know this guy is the son of God? Or okay, whatever the fuck he's claiming to them.
Listen.
And what did he say to get them? I want to know what he said to them. What did you say? Yo, let's go. And they're like, yeah.
Listen,
let's do it.
Robert Downey Jr. walks through town and he walks up to you and says, my guy. And you're like, shut up. Are you really RDJ?
Right. But we're assuming star power here, right?
How when otherwise?
It hasn't exactly been established.
Okay. But otherwise, it doesn't make sense. So
right.
I'm going to assume that we're missing sometime in that 30 year, like we're missing a chapter.
Context,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he's already established himself as a celebrity.
I guess.
You know, he's on.
He's Robert Downey Jesus.
Yes. He's got posters out with his face on them.
Right. And all the girls have pinups of him.
Yeah. He's so cute.
Or etchings. I don't know what they had back
Robert
then.
Downey Jesus. I saw him today. You did not. I did. And he winked at me. No, he did not. Shut up. You're lying. No, we were by the well. And, okay. Well, I tripped and he helped me up. No, you are lying. No, girl, he stained my arm. Look, his print is, I'm never washing this hand ever. He's so fine. That's what it's like.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All over the place. We got girls right, swooning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jesus went through Galilee teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, you know, the good news, okay?
Yeah.
Whatever the good news is.
Sure, yeah.
And healing every disease and sickness among the people.
Oh, damn.
That so, is the power
I
mean, of
I guess he is God.
Vaccinations.
Like that, he's proven it right there, I guess. If you can heal diseases and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's disease, that's crazy stuff.
Every disease and sickness.
Wow. Huh.
Every disease and sickness.
I mean, I guess if he's doing that, if he was doing it prior like, to this, then yeah, you
even if you are if the somebody, devil, you, that's pretty. That's a snazzy temptation,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Like I could, and probably he's hot too.
But I'm just saying. Shit.
Like they're like, yeah, me, yeah, I'm coming with you, sure. Yeah, I'm so fucking lootly.
Where did all this healing stuff come from? Like, they're just like, yeah, he's healing people.
He's healing people. He's going around from town to town and synagogue to synagogue.
Goddamn,
he's teaching the good news.
This is goddamn
he's
miraculous.
Healing people. I want to know what the good news is.
That he's healing people, probably.
No. Like, I happen to know from living with parents who are now Christian but weren't in my childhood that
yeah.
The good news is that when you die, you go to heaven if you took Jesus as your savior. Is that the right word?
Sure.
If you believe in that guy.
Yeah.
Or something.
Right.
Yeah. That's the good news that there's an afterlife.
Right. Repent.
Repent. The end is nigh.
Right.
Wait, that's not what he said, but whatever. All right. So Robert Downey Jesus be walking around town. He's teaching at synagogues. He's healing everybody. News about him spread all over Syria. And people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases. Those suffering severe pain. The demon possessed.
Ooh.
Those having seizures. Then the paralyzed, and he healed them.
Wow. It's funny that none of this ended up in books until after he died.
I'm like, wait, hold on. There were paralyzed people and demon-possessed people and people having seizures, and those are all listed separately.
Yeah.
Like, how come now you do all of those things, you immediately are assumed that you are demon-possessed?
When did we get to, like, I don't recall them ever mentioning demon possession in the Old Testament.
No, me neither.
So.
No, we had a scapegoat.
Like the closest.
And he took, that scapegoat took all the sins away.
And the closest would have been like that Witch of Endor or something like that. Like
where, the Witch of Endor, you know, and maybe. Shun the Witch of Endor.
Right, but they still, you know, wanted advice from the Witch of Endor.
Yeah.
Secretly.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, there wasn't any talk of demon. Now there's just demon. There's demon possession
happening on every corner.
Jesus is taking care of it.
Yeah. Apparently. Like, and it's happening often enough that it's just a regular thing. I mean, we get COVID, we get flu, we get.
It's like the Ghostbusters. There weren't ghosts until the Ghostbusters showed up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There weren't demons until Jesus showed up.
You know, we break our wrist. We have all these things that normally happen, and we get demon possessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one writes it down in the history book.
At all. And they certainly did not take any pictures, which I resent. Okay, anyway, he's healing all of them, getting rid of the demons.
Yeah.
Okay, large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, I probably said that wrong, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan, they all followed him. The end.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, as you do.
I mean, yeah, if he's healing everybody and getting rid of their demons, I guess if that's the thing.
How do you know if somebody is demon possessed versus just kooky versus severely mentally ill?
I'm just going with the Exorcist version here. If your head's spinning and you're spitting out pea soup, then you're probably possessed.
That is a movie.
Well, it's my only reference for demon possession.
And that is silly.
Well, so is demon possession.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you know? Like, how do you know that?
There are people today that think they hunt demons. So
that is true.
I mean, like, they legitimately.
They watch too much Supernatural. Pudding! The best episode ever. Okay, anyways.
Yeah, so that was a lot.
That was a lot. And we went from Jesus was born and here's his lineage through Joseph, his father, all the way back through Abraham. And then he is teaching and being tempted.
It wasn't
tempted.
All the way back through Abraham. It was back through David.
Whatever.
I was just
whoever
saying.
Them guys are. Yeah. And now he's teaching at synagogues and spreading. Oh, he gets tempted. And anyways, whatever.
Yeah.
Now he's awesome.
Now he's healing people.
He's big.
He's Robert Downey Jesus.
He's going big on Twitter.
Yeah. And he's viral. Except for that then he cures the virus.
He cures the virus.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Matthew chapter 4.
Little Maddie chapter 4.
I don't know how you upped your game after that. That's crazy.
Right?
That's a lot.
And no wonder they said he died and came back to life because, like, what comes next?
This guy's like a regular fucking superhero for the Bible.
He is a superhero. Have you seen they try to make comics? They try so hard to make Jesus cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's their only hope, you know?
I mean, basically, they're like, he's so cool, except for never have sex.
Sure.
Isn't that like mostly
I have no idea. Jesus like, thing? I really don't know what Jesus actually stands for, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I know what people claim, but people that's claim
true.
All kinds of shit.
No, that's
people claim
true.
Whatever the fuck they want to about Jesus.
Well, so far, all we know is that he is building a gang and curing diseases.
Taking all the fishermen.
So he's definitely pro-vaccines, it looks like.
Sounds like it, yeah. At least Jesus vaccines.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, that, again, was Matthew chapter 4.
Yes, it was.
And we will be back next time with
Little Maddie chapter 5.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast.
Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.